State Department. Chinese Communist Party is committing genocide. Commentary. The U.S. Department of State is unambiguously stating that the Chinese Communist Party is committing genocide. On August 27th, this writer sent some questions to the State Department Office of Press Operations through its online portal for media inquiries. One of these questions was, has the State Department concluded that China is continuing to engage in genocide in 2026? On September 1st, a State Department spokesperson provided a written answer via email. The United States determined the CCP is committing genocide and crimes against humanity against Uyghurs and members of other ethnic and religious groups in Xinjiang. On January 19, 2021, the last full day of President Donald Trump's first term, then Secretary of State Michael Pompeo, as this column has noted before, issued a written statement that was headlined, Determination of the Secretary of State on Atrocities in Xinjiang. The United States of America has led the world in holding the perpetrators of the most heinous human rights abuses accountable, Pompeo said in this statement. We do so because it is right, he said. After careful examination of the available facts, said Pompeo, I have determined that the PRC, under the direction and control of the CCP, has committed genocide against the predominantly Muslim Uyghurs and other ethnic and religious minority groups in Xinjiang. I believe this genocide is ongoing, and that we are witnessing the systematic attempt to destroy Uyghurs by the Chinese party state. In this statement issued more than 5 years ago, Pompeo called for this to stop. The United States, he said, calls upon the PRC immediately to release all arbitrarily detained persons and abolish its system of internment, detention camps, house arrest, and forced labor. Cease coercive population control measures, including forced sterilizations, forced abortion, forced birth control, and the removal of children from their families. End all torture and abuse in places of detention. End the persecution of Uyghurs and other members of religious and ethnic minority groups in Xinjiang and elsewhere in China, and afford Uyghurs and other persecuted minorities the freedom to travel and emigrate. Since Pompeo made this statement, each of the State Department's 5 annual reports on human rights practices in China have stated that China is committing genocide. Genocide and crimes against humanity occur during the year in China against predominantly Muslim Uyghurs and members of other ethnic and religious minority groups in Xinjiang, said the first sentence of the 2024 report. The State Department has not yet released its human rights report on China that will cover calendar year 2025. The department is actively working on the human rights report covering global conditions in 2025 and expects to publish it later this year, a State Department spokesperson informed this writer. The department's report covering 2024 described the CCP's actions in Xinjiang. Government targeting of ethnic and religious minorities in Xinjiang with intensified coercive population control measures resulted in plummeting birth rates in Xinjiang after 2018, when authorities increased coercive population control measures, including forced abortions, forced sterilizations, involuntary intrauterine device insertions, and pregnancy checks occurring at detention centers in the region and targeting minority groups, primarily Uyghurs and ethnic Kazakhs, said the report. The report also said that significant human rights issues in China included credible reports of arbitrary or unlawful killings, disappearances, torture or cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment, involuntary or coercive medical or psychological practices, arbitrary arrest and detention by the government including, since 2017, of more than 1 million Uyghurs and members of other predominantly Muslim minority groups in extrajudicial internment camps prisons. Former President Joe Biden, as this column has noted before, met with CCP General Secretary Xi Jinping 3 times during his 4-year term. But there is no evidence Biden ever confronted Xi on the genocide that Xi's regime has been perpetrating, and that Biden's State Department was citing in its annual human rights reports. Trump, thus far, has had 7 meetings with Xi. The latest was in May, when he traveled to Beijing accompanied by a number of major American business leaders, as this column has noted before. These included, among others, then-Apple CEO Tim Cook, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg, Citi CEO Jane Fraser, Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon, Meta President Dina Powell-McCormick, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. The genocide being perpetrated by Xi's regime was not an issue at this summit. In a Truth Social posting made as the group departed for Beijing, Trump said, "I will be asking President Xi, a leader of extraordinary distinction, to open up China so that these brilliant people can work their magic and help bring the People's Republic to an even higher level. In fact, I promise that when we are together, which will be in a matter of hours, I will make that my very first request." She is now scheduled to meet with Trump at the White House on September 24th. The first thing Trump should tell Xi at that meeting is that if China does not immediately cease engaging in genocide, the United States will cease engaging in trade with China.